Hi there, I am Michael and I was born and reared in Ireland, and I was brought up in a Catholic family and went to Catholic schools. And yet, if you ask me at the age of 17, Michael, do you believe in the existence of God? I would have had to say honestly, I'm not sure. Perhaps what I had learned at home and at school was true. But then again, perhaps it was not. My thinking at that time went something like this. I am young. Life is still short. And time is precious. And prayer and mass attendance wasn't meaningful for me. And I didn't want to waste time with mumbo jumbo. When, if ever, I succeeded in proving the existence of God, then I would devote time to prayer, but not until then. Meanwhile, the only reason I was still attending Sunday Mass was because I knew how upset my parents would be if I didn't go. But soon I would be leaving home, and then matters would be different. Around this time, I set out to search for proof regarding the existence of God. And this search led me to St. Thomas's proofs, which appealed to my intellect, but somehow or other it just wasn't enough. I was still left with a doubt at the back of my mind. Each day after school, I used to visit my aunt, and we used to discuss and debate many issues over a cup of hot tea and a chocolate snack. And many of our discussions were on the topic of religion and on mature reflection. I think now that I was searching for meaning in my life, and that was why I was discussing religion so much. As St. Augustine in the 4th century said, the heart of man is restless and doesn't rest until he finds his rest in God. One day, my aunt said, there you are, Michael, with all your old books for your exams, and you haven't got the simple gift of faith. And this statement hit me like a ton of bricks. What did she mean, gift of faith? I hadn't realized that faith was a gift from God. So I turned to God and I said, O God, if you exist, and I underlined if a million times, O God, if you exist, and if you are listening, please give me the gift of faith. I wasn't at all sure there was anyone listening. Perhaps I was only speaking to myself. But God heard that request, and God answered, but it was in his own time and in his own way. It was over 1 year later that God gave me the gift of faith, and having received the gift of faith, I felt I now knew that God existed that Jesus was who he claimed to be, the Son of God, and that the church he founded, the Catholic Church, had all the helps that I needed to get to heaven. After receiving the gift of faith, I felt a deep inner peace and happiness. The many difficulties I had had regarding believing seemed now to melt away. I now had a sense of meaning, purpose, and direction in my life. And I felt much happier in myself. Among other things, I believed that heaven was my true home, and that anything that helped me get there was to be valued highly, while anything that endangered it was to be avoided. As I look back now, I see that my parents and teachers, many of whom had strong faith, were not able to give me faith, no matter how much they tried or wanted. It was as if God alone had it in his power to give this supernatural gift. And because God is love itself, God did not force his gift on me. He respected my pace, my tempo, and my free will. But when I was ready and willing to receive it, it was there for the asking.